Glory to God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, my Lord. I give you glory and I give you praise and honor. You are worthy to be praised. The devil is a liar all night long, but he is worthy to be praised. Bless God. I praise God for those that stayed on the line. We give God glory and give him honor in Jesus' name because he is truly worthy to be praised. And it's a time now for praying like never before. We bless the Lord. I give glory and honor to the Lord and all for the lines being finally connected. And thank God for this day that the Lord has made. And we're going to glorify and magnify him and know that we are a triumphant, victorious, and an overcomer in the name of Jesus. I bless God for you tonight. We have some things before the Lord that we want to give God glory. And we thank you for being entering in on the Blog Talk Divine Connection prayer line where we need to pray. And my first order of business right now, speaking to Pastor Tweedy, before we had all these interruptions trying to get through the line, and her daughter tried to commit suicide because she was her baby daughter, but she was trying to open up tonight for prayer, but she's not sure whether she's going to get on the line or not. But we're soliciting prayers right now for her daughter. And I said, Pastor Tweedy, just on the phone last night praying, the apostle, and here it is, the enemy going to attack her house today. So it's a praying time. In the name of Jesus, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. To God we give glory. So in the meantime, whichever one that the Lord has blessed, all the lines are open now. Whoever God has placed on their heart right now to pray for Pastor Tweedy's daughter, just go ahead and pray. Can anyone hear me? All the mics are open.
Okay, I'm here, Minister BJ. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Pastor. I can hear you.
I'm here.
All right. Okay, go ahead and pray. Whoever God put on their heart to pray. Right now, I'm trying to come down out of this confusion that the enemy just came up against, so I need somebody that's going to enter in right now for her on the behalf of her daughter.
Okay, well, I'll pray. Father God, in the precious and holy and righteous name of Jesus, we come before your presence, Lord. We thank you for you are the living God. You are the holy God, the faithful God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
We thank and praise you, Lord God, because there's nothing that has taken you by surprise. We thank you that you've already sent help in the name of Jesus, and we pray to you in that name that's above every name. We lift up Pastor Tweedy's daughter, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we cancel the assignment that the enemy has placed toward her life, and we render that assignment for harm void, null, ineffective right now in the name of Jesus. We proclaim that no weapon formed against her shall prosper, and by Jesus' stripes she is already delivered by faith in Christ Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that there is no good thing that you will withhold from them that walk upright. I thank you, Lord God, that Jesus came so that we can live, and that included Pastor Tweedy's daughter. He came that we might have life, and that life to the full in the name of Jesus. Father God, we don't know what may have come across her mind to make her have a desire, Lord God, to try to take her life. We know it's not of you, and we know that it's an attack from the enemy, but we cancel that assignment of the attack at the holy and righteous name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that Jesus said in his word that if we ask anything in his name, he will do it. So we pray right now for her restoration in Christ Jesus, for her deliverance, for her wholeness in the name of Jesus. And God, we cancel, Lord God, the unstable mindset in the name of Jesus. We cancel, Lord God, and we bring down thoughts that come to her mind that are not of God in the name of Jesus. And we command every thought, Lord God, that's not of you to come down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for her deliverance. Thank you, Lord God, that someone found out about this situation in time to get her the help that she need in the name of Jesus. But above all, Heavenly Father, she's standing in need of deliverance from you, dear God. And we're praying for her deliverance. We're interceding for her right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up her mother, Lord God, your soldier, Lord God, your servant, oh God. We lift her up and we pray, oh God, that she'll fret not, Lord God, in the name of Jesus in this hour, but she stand on the promises of God. So I thank you, and not just for Pastor Tweedy's daughter, but we lift up all of our children, Lord God. For when you have people, Lord God, that love you, the enemy don't like them, and he desires, Lord God, to upset their world by attacking their children. So we cancel, Lord God, we render null and void every attack against the families of God in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you love us, you love our children, you love our grandchildren, you love all that pertain to us, and you will perfect that which contains. And what pertaineth to us in the name of Jesus. So we place Pastor Tweedy's daughter and all of our children in your care, Father God. God, deliver them from every way of darkness in the name of Jesus. And let them come to the table to dine with you, Heavenly Father, knowing that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We praise you. We thank you, Lord God, that in spite of, Lord God, the trouble with the line or getting the computer up the way it should be, we thank you that we're still able to come, hallelujah, and cry out, Lord, have mercy. Dear God in heaven, we pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up the body of Christ. We lift up the whole family of God in the name of Jesus. God, we need you like never before. We thank you, Lord God, that you have already gotten a victory for us, that you have already made a way out of no way, for you are our God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. We lift up everyone on this line, those that may have been on the line and may have had to go for whatever reason. Father, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. But God, we're standing on the promises of God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that they are yes and amen. Man, hallelujah, glory be to God. We bless you, we praise you, we give you glory, we worship you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you for what you're doing right now in this hour in Jesus' name. We bless you, Lord. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that those that have been trapped by addictions or strongholds, we pray that those strongholds and those addictions be broken out of the life of our loved ones. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody strung out on dope, oh, God, we pray that you will deliver them. Somebody strung out on alcohol, oh, Lord God, deliver them. Somebody, Lord God, mixed up in their mind, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will deliver them and set them free from a life of darkness, a life of wickedness, a life of unrighteousness. Set them free, Lord God, so that they may come to the table to dine with you. For you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. We love you, Father. We praise you. And we lift up this cry for help on behalf of Pastor Tweedy's daughter, Lord God, right now, in the precious name of Jesus and by faith. In Christ Jesus' name, we count it already done. We count it victory in Jesus' name. We thank you. By faith it's done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Well, Pastor Tweedy, let me open the line up for her, and then we'll continue with whoever needs to pray. So, Pastor Tweedy, if you have a report or if you want to just pray or you just want us to continue to pray, however you desire, we're going to keep it going.
Oh, praises.
Are you there?
Praise
God.
Yes, I'm here. All praises unto the Most High.
We give all praises and glory and honor unto the Most High in this hour, this season, and the time, for all powers in his hand. We ask him to forgive us for our sins, our iniquities, our transgression, our indignations. We ask you right now to forgive us of our forefathers, of our ancestors, of our parents. And that's what we're going through and passing through in this hour. We ask you to let this wall be torn down. Let it be cast into the sea of forgetfulness. Father, we come humble under thy mighty hand, and we lift up right now this ministry. We lift up the ministry of divine connection. We ask you right now to move upon it as you have never moved upon divine connection before. Father, there's a lot of people that are in trouble in this hour. They don't know which way to turn, but you draw them to this line, that they will call in and seek help in this hour. Father God, we ask you right now to continue to heal, deliver, and set free. We ask you to continue to send a word that will change the hearts and the minds of the people. We ask you to strengthen those that are faithful, that are yet reaching out, that are yet calling upon your name in this hour. We ask you right now to show forth thy mighty acts and thine excellent greatness like never before. We ask you to stop the mouth of the gainsayers like never before. We ask you to let a pure word of prophecy come forth like never before, that the people might understand and know that you're speaking to them in this hour. Father, we ask you right now to continue to send revelation knowledge. Father, we ask you right now to unstop the deaf ear, that they might hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church in this hour. We ask you to remove the scales from the blinded eyes. We ask you right now to shod the feet with the perspiration of the gospel of peace. We ask you to clothe them in the garment of righteousness. We ask you to crown them with love, kindness, and mercy in this hour. We ask you right now for the blessed grade of righteousness to be stronger than it has ever been, that it was God, that which cometh out of the heart. I ask you right now to move by your Spirit. Gird us about with truth. Hallelujah, in this hour. We ask you right now to show forth thy mighty acts in the atmosphere where they're sending all kind of chemicals. They're causing all kind of sicknesses, all kind of diseases. We ask you right now to move in the atmosphere. We ask you to move through the land. We ask you to move in the waters under the earth. We ask you to show forth thy mighty acts in the mind of man, in the soul of man, in the heart of man, that he'll rise up in this hour, that their fear will come upon him, that he will bend his knees and will repent in this hour of his sins, of his deeds, of his iniquity. As you have blotted out his transgression, we ask you right now to walk through the valleys of shadow and death in this hour, that we may fear no evil, for you are with us. Your rod and your staff has been a comfort unto us. You have comforted us with the Holy Ghost in this hour. We thank you right now for pulling down every stronghold, casting down every imagination, every high thought that exalted itself against your knowledge. For you are a shepherd and we shall not be in want. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters. You have restored our soul. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You have given us a peace that surpasses all understanding. Deliver us from the snares of the fowlers and the noisome pestilence. Let our head be lifted above our enemies round about us. We ask you right now to rise and let thine enemies be scattered. Let them be like the chaff which the wind driveth away, even as we continue to be as the tree that was planted by the rivers of waters, bringing forth its fruit in its season. We thank you for empowering us. Great is you that is in us than he that is in the world. You have made us more than a conqueror. You have qualified. You have caused us to come this far. You have justified us in this hour. You have strengthened. You have settled. You have established us. And we are establishing you. For you said upon this rock, I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let your Spirit overshadow us. Let your blood prevail. Let the fresh oil of the anointing run from the crown of our heads, even unto the sole of our feet. We ask you right now to cancel every plot every plan, every assignment, satanic and demonic in this hour. We ask you to move in the jailhouse like never before, for there are people in the jailhouse that are innocent in the prison walls, that are innocent. Ask you to set them free in the name of thine only begotten Son, in whom you are well pleased. We ask you to move in the mental institution. We ask you to move in the nursing homes. We ask you to move in the hospitals. Right now we need you. We need you, for without you, we can't do nothing. We come to honor you. Your name is excellent in all the earth, Most High, Ancient of Days. We come to call upon you in this hour. We ask you to move. Show unto us a more excellent way. Enlighten the eye of our understanding. Let us be not ignorant concerning the satanic devices. We ask you for the spirit of wisdom, power and might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding. Let nothing come upon us unaware, while thou leadest us in the path of righteousness, through the straight gate and the narrow path. We ask you right now that you will deliver, hallelujah, the people out of bondage in the name of the Most High. I come to you that you would move by your spirit, by your power, by your anointing. Bring down the drug lords in this hour. Deliver the drug dealers out of bondage right now, Most High. This is spiritual wickedness in high places that are moving in our neighborhood and destroying thy people in this hour. We got prostitutes that are standing on corners. We got people are on drugs, bound by alcohol, need to be made free. We ask you right now that you establish us in your commandments, establish us in your covenant. Help us to keep your commandments you have given unto us in this hour. We thank you for delivering our soul out of bondage, for setting the prey free from the captive of the mighty. Pull down principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of darkness that are in this world, the prince, the power of the air. Bind up in the darkness, chain up unto the time of judgment, cast them in the lake of fire that burneth forever, Most High. We cry unto you in this hour that you will reach out and bring our children in out of darkness, remove the scales that they might see. We ask you to break up these fallow grounds, let them be broken. Most High, help us to stand still as we are looking at your salvation. Your ways are not our ways. Your thoughts are not our thoughts. Help us to keep looking unto the hills from whence cometh our help. You are the potter, and we are the clay. We're here for purpose. You said you have a plan that you have for us. Help us to walk in that plan. Help us to run and not be weary through the path that you're taking us as we continue to run this race that you have set before us. We ask you to remember those in ICU in this tower. We ask you for a great deliverance, miracles, mighty acts, and excellent greatness. We ask you to remember those that are grieving in this hour. There's a lot of death in the areas, in the earth. We ask you to move by your spirit. Show forth your mighty acts upon the hearts of the people, Most High. We say thank you for all things. We give praise unto you, Holy One of Israel, for you are our delight. You are the apple of our eye. You are the joy and the rock of our salvation. You are our strength. You are our song, for we have known thy name. We ask you to show forth thy mighty acts Most High, have your way, not my will, but thine will be done. We know that all things work together for the good of them who love you. You said you will not withhold no good thing for them that walk upright before you. You said ask, and it shall be given. You said seek, and we shall find. You said knock, and it shall be open. We ask you right now to open up the way. Hallelujah. We ask you that you will open the windows of heaven. Let the latter rain fall. We ask you right now that you will let the mighty rushing wind blow and the mighty tongues of fire set upon us. We ask you to renew us in the power of your might and in your resurrected power. We ask you for resurrection right now. We ask you for restoring right now that which the fowls, the cake worm, the pommel worm, and the caterpillar have eaten. We ask you to give it back to us a hundredfold. We ask you to help us. Help us not to be soon shaken in mind or spirit about what's manifesting in these last days. Help us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith you have made us free, that we be not entangled with yokes, with bondages in this hour. Help us and remain steadfast, lest we be driven away by the wicked things that are in this world. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you as we repent and ask you, hallelujah, to wash out our sins, our iniquities, by thy word. We ask you to let the life, the spirit of our word, let it move throughout the earth. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Most High. We ask you to put your sword in our mouth, that we might speak according to your divine oracles. For your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Let it cut left, right, divine, the son, the soul, the spirit, the joint, the marrow of the bone. Hallelujah. We thank you for being the weapon of our warfare. For the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through you, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down every imagination, every high thought that exalted itself against your knowledge. Yet we pray that you will show forth your mighty acts. Let the enemy tremble at thy name in this hour. We ask you to move, move by your spirit, Most High. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most High, we give praise unto you for your mighty moving of your spirit. We know all power is in thine hands. In the heavens and in the earth, all things are created for your glory. Yet, my Father, I ask that you be glorified, even in all that we must suffer, that we must go through. Be thou glorified in every trial and every tribulation in this hour. Help us to rejoice and be exceedingly grateful, for we are to be glad. We are glad, Most High, as we come before thy presence with thanksgiving. We enter into thy courts with praise. We come to honor you. We come to worship you. We come to magnify you. You said if you be lifted up, you will do the drawing. We thank you for drawing them right now out of the dark places, out of the hills, out of the mountains. We thank you for drawing up right now. Father God, we ask you to let this number, let it go abroad, that many shall call in, that are weak, that are sickly, that are unable, that are crippled, that are bound, that they might receive deliverance. Hallelujah. Because you're the one that ordained this ministry. And this whole ministry was ordained for your glory. Father, we ask you right now to let the word go out. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, yes, Yahawa. Hallelujah. My strength, my redeemer, Holy One of Israel, We ask you right now to move, huh? Move by your spirit, huh? We ask, we lift up thy leader, huh? Thy one chosen, huh? Over this ministry, huh? We ask you to lift her up, huh? In mind, huh? In his spirit, huh? Even though the enemy, huh? Want a war against her, huh? Great is you, huh? In her, than he that is in the world, huh? Dispatch the angels, huh? Let them be assigned to her, huh? In this hour, huh? That she might continue to run, huh? And not be weary, huh? Walk and not faint, huh? In this hour, I pray for every prayer warrior on this line tonight, that they will stand up, and hold up the sword, hold up the banner, of holiness, of righteousness, that they will go forth, like never before, showing forth, your salvation, declaring your glory among the heathens, and your wonders among all people, that they will find strength, in the time of weariness, that they will find joy, in the time of sadness, that they will rejoice and be exceedingly grateful, knowing that you said you'll never leave us, or you'll never forsake us, Holy One of Israel. We thank you for leading us. We thank you for goodness and mercy following us. We thank you for anointing our head with oil, letting our cups run over. We give praise unto thee, Most High, for all things. All powers in thine hands. We look unto you. You the author and the finisher of our faith. You're the potter and we are the clay. We said thank you. Thank you, Most High, for giving us the opportunity, helping us to understand and realize what is your divine will, your divine purpose. Help us to continue to be steadfast and show forth your salvation in this hour. We give praise unto thee. Let our heads be lifted above our enemies round about us. Let not our enemies triumph over us, Most High. We say thank you for all things. So be it, Selah. So be it, Selah.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for
this. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Glory to God. Pastor Tweedy, God loves you and he have you. And he came and he showed up just for you. Yesterday, when we were praying and when I was talking about the body of Christ, and oppression and depression and suicide in the body, I heard your name just as clear as day, but I did not know why I heard it or what to do with that. But I discontinued. And then Minister Willette started praying for the body of Christ, and she covered that. God loves you so much that he will not allow anything to take you by surprise. I missed it because I didn't know what it was all about. But I want you to know how much God loves you and how pleased he is with you. And God would say to you that he got you covered. When that enemy comes in and the enemy fight against you so hard, and he comes in of that he know you love and you cherish. But I'm here to tell you that no weapons formed against you gonna prosper in the name of Jesus. And God said you just like Job. The devil have to get permission to touch you or anything else around you. He can't kill you and he can't steal from you. God wants you to know that he is well pleased with you and the ministry that you have inside of you. You have done some things and you have touched some lives, but the best is yet to come. God is not through with you yet. And that's why the fight comes the way it comes. But God says, position yourself, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord. Praise God.
All right, thank you.
Praise God.
Oh, God, I bless you. I honor you, Lord, and I give you glory and praise. Thank you for the victory and being triumphant, and you be glorified, Lord, with your love and mercy. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
oh Father, we do thank and praise you, God. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, God, for all you do. We thank you, God, for loving us so much that you gave your son and your son gave his life. We thank you, Father God, for standing in the gap for us. We thank you, God, for fighting for us. We thank you, God, for never leaving nor forsaking in us. God, if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough for what you've already done. But God, help us to use this one that we got to praise you and lift you up and glorify you and honor you, dear God, because there is none like you. God, we thank you that you think so much of man. Who is this man? Who is man, Father God, that you think so much of, that you even put them a little bit lower than your angels, dear God? Who is man that you're mindful of them? God, we thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to live for you. We thank you, Father God, for the privilege to honor you with our minds and our throats and our talents, dear God. We thank you, Father God, for calling us to be ministers of reconciliation. We thank you, Father, that you chose us in yourself before the foundation of the world. We're not perfect. We don't do things all the time right, but we serve the perfect one. And therefore, the perfect one lives and dwells in us. Help us, Father God, to come boldly to your throne of grace and ask you for mercy, God, as we go through trials and tribulations and troubles of this age. Because, God, you already told us that these things were going to come. But help us, God, to be ready to be in the fight, for the battle is already won. But, God, we got to walk through some stuff. I thank you that you are our strength, God, when we are weak. I thank you, Father God, that you are fighting for us, God. I thank you, Father God, for all that you've done and doing. And, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the body of Christ will be stronger than ever before. I pray that the body of Christ will come into the knowledge of you and then come into the knowledge of who they are in you. I ask, Father God, that we pursue you like never before, dear God. I pray in the name of Jesus for a body of people, Father God, who will stand for righteousness and be holy, and that our lives will be that example of who Jesus Christ is, so that the lost can see us, God, and be saved. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we go forth in your power and in your anointing, God, that you use us in these last days like never before, that the body of Christ will no longer be that shadow standing back and let everything happen, but we will be a voice like the one crying out in the wilderness, dear God, just like John the Baptist, that we will compel them to come, that we will be crying out, Father God, for men and women and children to be saved, dear God. So, God, we just thank you for this opportunity to be on this line where we can hear one, where we can be on one accord, and that we can be participants in the prayer, but yet we can be recipients of the prayer. So, God, we just bless your holy and righteous name, and we thank you, God, for the faithful, for those, Father God, that whatever else is going on, They come in to pray and stand in the gap, not just for those that are saved, but for a world that is lost. Help us, God, to be the ambassadors in these last days, that wherever we go, Father God, that we are going to start our nation, a nation of believers, that we are going to hold our position, God, and not be moved by what we see or what we think, but every step that we take, we're going to take according to your word. We're going to be moved by every word, God, that proceedeth out of your mouth, dear God. And we're going to speak boldly and call wrong, wrong, and right, right. I'm asking you, God, to open the mouths of your prophets during these last hours, dear God, that they won't miss you. I pray in the name of Jesus that we're going to be so keen in the spirit, dear God, that we're going to hear you. And when we hear you, we're going to take action and do just what you said, do God, in the name of Jesus, so that we'll have a voice like never before. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that this lost world, Father, will come into the knowledge of who you are. I am praying for the teachers and the preachers and the pastors and the prophets and evangelists and God, that they will stand up for righteousness like never before, and that men and women will be compelled to come. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every person on this line tonight, dear God, that they are that ambassador in their own home, that they are that ambassador in the church, that they are that ambassador in the world, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you build them up where they're torn down, dear God. Strengthen them where they're weak. I am praying in the name of Jesus that they be covered now with the blood of Jesus, from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet, so that the enemy won't be so easily getting in and coming out in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you continue to bless them and keep them, Father. I pray in the name of Jesus that when the enemy come in like a flood, that that standard be raised in Jesus' name. And no weapons formed against them shall prosper in Jesus' name. For you've made us to be the head, not the tail, above only God and never beneath. You have made us always to be in the front and not in the back. You have made us to be the lenders and not the borrowers, dear God. Because you said in your word that even the drinking crop of the animals, God, were going to be blessed. So everything that we touch, Father God, is going to be blessed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise your holy name, and we just thank you, Father God. We just thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. But, God, if you just use us and if you don't give us another thing, oh, God, we've been blessed. And we just going to hold up our holy hands and praise you and give you honor and glory, God, because there's none like you, and nobody can do us like you. Father, we just thank you, too, for Pastor BJ. We thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of pain and pushing through, Father God, she pursues without looking back. All circumstances and situations can't move her off of her post, dear God. For she is willing and ready to go. I thank you, Father God, that she's just like those minute men, Father God. Oh, God, just whenever their time come, they was ready. They slept on the post. They hung out on that post. So they didn't have to run and try to get everything together
when they said the British is coming. And God, I thank you that you use her to say in this hour that Jesus is coming. He's coming back, and he's coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. I pray, Father God, that your church be ready, God, to bring in that harvest when the time comes. God, I ask in Jesus' name that you forgive us of all our shortcomings, God, because none of us are perfect. But we thank you for loving us in spite of whatever we do, because we got a Savior. And we can come boldly to your throne, ask your forgiveness, and be right in right standing with you. So, Father, I am praying now, and I do pray for the strength of Pastor Tweedy, Father God, as she goes through this with her daughter. But, God, you've already come before and worked that thing out. I pray for her daughter. I pray for her strength. I pray, Father God, that the same mind that be in Christ be in her. I pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that whatever it is that the devil comes to tempt her, or whatever the devil comes to tell her that she won't make it, I pray in the name of Jesus that the word of God, that she already know, Father God, would stand up in her boldly, and that you will be her strength in this time, Father, in Jesus' name. So, God, we just give you praise and we honor you, and we thank you again, God, for this time that we can all come together and be on one accord and lift up the name of Jesus. It's not about us, but it's about you. It's about your church. It's about your body. And, God, we come as humble as we know how, and we just thank you and ask you, God, because I don't know about anybody else, but, God, I want to be used in this hour so that some lost man, woman, boy, and girl will be saved. It might just be somebody in my household, Father God, nieces and nephews and sisters and cousins and whoever else it is that need to be saved. They need to know you. Because, God, it's a lot of churchgoers. But, God, what they're being taught now or what they see, God, a lot of them just go to church, but their lives is not changed. But, God, we are believing you for life-changing pastors and preachers and evangelists and prophets and whatever else you use, God, because we're all ministers. So I'm asking you, Father God, like never before, to have a platform so your people can speak and be heard. It don't have to be in a pulpit, don't have to be in a church, because God's a big world out here. And everybody needs you. So, Father, we just give you praise today, and we glorify your name, and we thank you again, Father God, for saving us and loving us and accepting us in you. And it's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Glory be unto the Most High God. I honor you tonight, Lord, and I give you glory for your presence. I thank you, glory to God, for the Holy Spirit. I thank you that he's at work and that you're alive and moving throughout the land. I thank you, Lord God, for how you just touch in the midst of every situation, that you knew things beforehand, and how your mercy and your grace, your finger, your touch of love, I thank you, you're in the saving business, the deliverance business, the healing business, the exalting business. God, I give you glory because there is none like thee, O Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus, for you are so wonderful. We ask you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, to minister, to move, to be in glory to God. Hallelujah. Help us to be in a position that we give you all glory and all honor and appreciate you and adore you every day. God, I thank you for victory. I thank you for causing my sister to overcome, triumph, and victorious. I thank you, Lord God, for the desire for to be in the presence of the Lord to fulfill whatever call and an assignment that you've given her, even in the midst of her challenge. We thank you, God, for our heart is after God. The prayers coming up out of her belly on the behalf of the body of Christ, on the behalf, glory to God, of the things that are going on, for encouragement, exalted, for tearing down strong. God, it can only be because of a relationship. So, God, I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll help us all in every area of our lives, that we'll put out the alarm of what you've called us to do, in spite of the pain and the agony and the agitation and aggravation and the criticism and ostracism and the spirits that come to steal life and health and whatever else. But nevertheless, we know that you're on the throne and you deserve all the praise, all the glory and the honor. Even when the Hebrew boys were thrown in a natural fire, they said, no matter what, we're not going to bow down to no heathen god or whatever. Our God is God. That was their stand in the name of Jesus. So no matter what, if my God don't deliver, I know he's able. But to God be the glory. So, God, I'm praying no matter what the challenge, that we'll be able to stand and say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our lives. That we believe that you will work things for good, that we believe that you're omnipotent, I'm not present, that you know all things before that, that you have an outcome for us, that you have a plan for us, and that plan is good and not for evil, and to give us that expected end, to bless, to prosper us. God, help us to be in a place that we'll just worship you and we'll give you glory, and that you'll be able to let us discern and see some things even beforehand. But even if we don't see it, even if we don't hear it, our trust and faith in our spirit will be in you. So, God, I thank you for your word to let us know, hallelujah, that you've told us things that we may have peace, and that, glory to God, that in this world we'll have trouble. But, God, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. God, I thank you that you said we'll be overcomers in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, glory to God, in your word to let us know that Satan, that God of peace will soon crush Satan under his feet, and the grace of God, our Lord and Savior, will be with us. And with God, we will gain the victory, and he will triumph, and we will trample down our enemies. We thank God in all these things. We are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, who loved us. Oh, God, I thank you, glory to God, for your love, for the mercy. Oh, we can't say thank you enough. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us tonight to be able to come together, the ones that love God and love, glory to God, his word, that no matter what the challenges, as my sister already said, as the pastor said, that they're still willing to come together, sacrifice, and be in God's presence to pray on the behalf of others, God, and not just in the body, not just my house, but all those, glory to God, that is in need of a Savior. So, God, I give you glory. I thank you for that kind of love. I thank you, Lord God, for testimonies that even say overcome, because we believe in that my sister have a grand testimony about what her daughter just came through, what she just came through. But I thank you, Lord God, for many blessings of many things. Of different ones of us have different types of trials and different things that you done brought us out, whether it's been through our health or through ministry or through death or through grief or through betrayal or through ministry or through whatever. You've been proving yourself over and over. So, God, help us even to continue to cry aloud, spare not, and tell your people the transgression. But help us also cry out and share, glory to God, the goodness of our Lord Jesus. No matter what, hallelujah, that God is still doing great and mighty things, that he's still bringing us into a place, glory to God, of victory and triumph and causing us to overcome. Oh, he's still blessing in our homes. He's still healing. He's still delivering. He's still moving in ministry. He's still saving. He's still, glory to God, encouraging. He's still providing, as glory to God, being our El Shaddai and our Almighty God and the All-Blessed One, the All-Efficient One, the One, glory to God, sufficient. He is blessed, glory to God, to be our Jehovah Shalom, to give us peace in the midst of our storm. Oh, when we keep our mindset steadfast on him and give him glory. I thank you for the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and do. I thank you for the prayer warriors. I thank you for these that are on Divine Connection. But I also thank you for those that are around the world, around, glory to God, in the globe, that are in, glory to God, in trenches or in behind the curtains or in, glory to God, places that other people don't want to go, or either things out on the street and being in places, glory to God, hallelujah, where others may look down on, but that one has gone there by the power of the anointing of Jesus Christ to snatch that one out of darkness and bring them into the light. God, I thank you for those, glory to God, that may not be recognized as nobody great, but they're great in your eyesight because they're doing your will and they're doing your work, glory to God, and not looking for fame or fortune or exaltation for man or pat on the back. They're looking, glory to God, to please you. So, God, we're praying the more that we'll be about our Father's business in these last days and that we appreciate, glory to God, for whatever assignment that you give us, that we'll not be covenant, glory to God, and covenant people and glory to God, design what this one has and getting out of our lane and getting and causing other things to fall out of alignment because we're not in alignment. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I just bless you. But we're blessing us to position ourselves the more or reposition if those have gotten out of position. For those, glory to God, that don't have the fear of God, that they'll get the fear of God, that they'll, glory to God, have the reverence that's due you, and that we will put the enemy to flight by having our whole arm and being obedient to your word and being submitted to you and being committed to you and being in a place, glory to God, that we take our authority and walk in the authority and the dominion and the power that you've given us in the name of you, that we will not be fearful and fretful about what the world is doing, what man is doing, what the devil is doing, even through all the chaos and the murder and the ostracizing and the criticizing and the suicide and the grief and the sorrow and all the other pain and agony and the torment that the enemy tries to bring through depression and oppression and anxiety and sickness and disease. Nevertheless, you are still here, and you see all things. You know all things. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you and trust you, even though sometimes it's hurt and disappointment. But, God, you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You said you're working for the good. You said, glory to God, that you'll heal and deliver. You said you'll bring us out. You caused us to triumph. God, help us to trust your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to love you. We can't love to the depth that you love, but we can try and to do with all that's in us to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. Oh, God, that we won't be so distracted by the things that are going on around us. Oh, God, I bless you as we continue to cast these cares upon you. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for those that are standing. I thank you for the encouragement. I thank you for blessing and strengthening them, encouraging them to continue to stand, to stay on the wall in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, you can send help, glory to God. We need more laborers in the vineyard. I pray hearts would change and be transformed and open up their minds, glory to God, and receive in their spirit what you are saying and do it in the name of Jesus. I pray, glory to God, for protection and shield and blood covering. I pray, glory to God, for that word to come alive in the body of Christ as we submit and commit to you. I pray for repentance and glory to God, conviction of change of hearts and change of minds to be transformed into the image of Christ. I thank you for those that are striving with all that's in them that you continue to bless and encourage and build. I pray for financial blessings and spiritual blessings. I pray for those finances for those ones that need it in their home, that also need it in ministry to carry out the work of the kingdom. For those, glory to God, that are downtrodden and heartbroken, and those that have lost so much in the storms and the mudslides, and those that, glory to God, that gone through in the fires and gone through, glory to God, hallelujah, in so many other areas. And God, I pray no matter what the enemy is doing, that God, the hearts will be turned toward you. Where the enemy is trying to tell some, oh, it's God, and they'll want God, but the devil is a liar. The blood of Jesus. I'm praying, glory to God, for victory. I'm praying for awakening in the body. I'm praying for, glory to God, courage in the body. I'm praying for love in the body, the agape. I'm praying for forgiveness in the body. I'm praying for unity in the body, in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying, glory to God, for the victory to know who we are and whose we are and to stand on it without fear, but to have the courage with humility to stand boldly to declare what thus said the Lord and live a life as walking epistles, disciples of Christ, not just a member somewhere, but disciples. So I bless you tonight, and I bless you again for bringing us into this place that you're striving us, causing us to strive more for you. I come against the satanic demonic force of the death demons that come to stalk, and the death demons that come, glory to God, to try to take our lives and our families and our loved ones and even our church family in the name of Jesus. We come against, glory to God, the spirit of the enemy trying to creep in the back door, the side doors or whatever. We are praying, glory to God, every door be closed. I thank you, Lord God, as we worship and magnify, we will not walk in fear and fretfulness. We thank you that no weapon, no matter how it's formed or how long it's been formed, it will not prosper in the name of Jesus. And every tongue that rise up in judgment against, we can condemn in the name of Jesus. All walking in the power and authority of Jesus Christ. Every plan he already got set up, and every foul and unclean spirit, hallelujah, for plans to come against these prayers tonight, come against our families, come against our lovers, come against ministry, the jobs or whatever, we bind it up and take authority and command it to be loose from its assignment and go back to the dry place from whence it came. We loose God's anointing for healing, deliverance, salvation, and peace, and joy, and direction, and increase, and blessing, increase in finance, increase, glory to God, in your word and the knowledge of truth. Glory to God, to abide even the more. For increase in desiring to fulfill your will. Increase in faith and the glory of steadfastness and being unmovable in your word. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and the work of the kingdom that you've given us to do. I love you tonight, God, and I appreciate you, adore you, and I thank you for your people. I thank you, Lord God, for the women of God that's on and the ones, glory to God, that were standing in the gap. Those, glory to God, that was in spite of all that they're going through, that they're determined, God, I will not come off my post. I'm going to do what you require of me. And God, even the more, open up our revelation knowledge and glory to God, and open up, glory to God, understanding and clarity of thought even the more. Bless our long-term, short-term memory. Bless us, glory to God, to yield to the Spirit the more and not grieve and override us, that we don't take nothing on a part-time basis. In the name of Jesus, I pray strength and courage and anointing with joy. Joy in the Lord, along with the peace of God, to continue to go forward, that it would not become a task and not become just a duty, but God, would it be a joy to do the will of the Lord after all he done sacrificed and did on our behalf, and that he is with us and giving us power through the Holy Spirit, giving us armor, giving us weapons, giving us, glory to God, what we need to go through in this foreign land. Hallelujah. We exalt you, O Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. And we do thank you. Amen and amen. At this time, if there's any prayer requests, and I do thank the Lord for the one that's already went forth, glory to God, with Pastor Tweedy, and also, Lord, I pray for this family of the one that heard on the news of Elder Kincaid was leaving home and on assignment to help do some things, and then she got caught in some traffic just a couple of exits from her home. And here it is, he was saying in her spirit, I believe somebody jumped off the bridge. I believe there's something ahead, that all this traffic built up for so long, ended up being out there 3 hours, and come to find out it was a lady. First, the report thought it was that she had thrown her children, the two children, the 3 and the 7-year-old, off the bridge. But come to find out, she had battered them almost to death, and they died at the hospital. And they came the next step was they found out that she jumped off the bridge. I'm trying to remember, was it yesterday or the day before? So we had prayer yesterday, so the day before. So we just praying continuously about this spirit that we've been praying against for a while, but it's these people that are just doing that, as well as killing, and also in the news was something yesterday about this man and these three people and whatever. They turned back around and somebody had a hit out for a murder some woman, and come to find out they end up picking the wrong person, but instead of letting the woman go, they decide to kill her anyway. It was just a hideous crime, but they all caught all three of them in jail, and all I can say is one of them saying, I'm sorry. But just the knowing that they even had the wrong individual, they even have a mind to want to even do the hideous crime, but then when you find out you got the wrong person, well, I'm going to just go ahead and kill you anyway. Oh, people have no regard for life, but there's so many horrible things we're hearing, so much around the globe and whatever. But we're praying even more strongly for that and those spirits that are creeping up in the house of God too as well. And all these things that are happening, there's not no time for us to be grieved and overwhelmed. He told us in his last days, but he gave us an assignment to pray, to intercede, and to full call on the strongholds and uproot some things. The weapons of our warfare, we keep saying over and over, are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. And every time I hear in the news or through somebody else when something is spoiled that we've been praying, we may not see it right directly then, but we're praying strong. And every some things that are happening where they would have been more hideous or worse than what they were in the crimes that some people, and they're being found out just before they did it, or they didn't get to complete their assignment. So every time I hear it, I think about the prayers and the prayer words when we're praying more and more, God expose, God pull down the covers, God reveal this or whatever. But we'll continue to stand on the wall. So at this time, I'm going to take on your prayer requests that you have out there, and then we'll pray and move forward. Praise the Lord. Thanking God so much for what he's done tonight and doing. And Pastor Tweedy, if the Lord bless for you to give us a report or God bless, and you have something else that you want to say as we take on these prayer requests, the line is open. If you're still there. You still there, Pastor Tweedy? Did I lose
you? Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, then if there's anything on your heart that you want to say now, or we certainly do thank God for the power of that prayer that was prayed. So is there anything else, or did you want to share or pray, have a prayer request? If not, we'll take all the other requests if there's nothing God's placed on your heart right now.
We give all praises unto the Most High. We almost was in 3 accidents tonight before I could even get home. So I know that the Most High have got something special at hand.
Yes. You see that prophecy that passed.
I know that he does. He has something special.
Yes. We thank God, and we bind in the force of the enemy, as she's already spoken and said, but we keep those prayers going forth too as well, that God has got his shield and protection about you as well as us, but nevertheless, he's going to prove himself. So I thank the Lord for that word as the woman of God has given you and confirmed, even things that God has blessed you in time past as well. So at this time, is there anything else you heard about how your daughter's doing?
No, they won't let anybody in.
Okay. Well, we got the prayers all covered her and believe in God. Glory out for a great report, even through this. And the enemy's door, the door is going to be closed. He's not going to get back in there and try this again. And he's definitely a defeated foe and not going to accomplish his mission. And his strength be through this this challenging time. Any other prayer requests out there before we?
Minister BJ.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't have an extra prayer request. I just wanted to give a scripture of encouragement. And I just thank and praise God for the message last night on
yes.
Shall not need to fight, for the battle is not yours, it is the Lord's.
Yes.
I just thank and praise God because he already knows everything. And
yes.
I wrote that down to remember the message that came through last night, and thank and praise God that he loves us and he cares about us, and maybe everyone could meditate on the scriptures in 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. And I was thinking about
mm-hmm.
that scripture that talk about, think it not strange concerning the
yes.
fiery trials,
of
which
course.
Is to try you. And it's some more verses in that, but that whole chapter of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, is a really good chapter to read. So I'm not going to, you know, prolong the time in going over that. But, you know, a lot of times when things happen, I'm one of those people who said, now what, why? We know we have an enemy out there. But I thank and praise
mm-hmm.
God. So 1 Peter 4th chapter, and you can read the whole chapter, but down by the 12th verse, it talks about don't think it strange concerning the fiery trials. It's really to test us, you know. And when you love God and you're sold out to him, the enemy does not like you. So we're not friends to the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. We have settled this thing that Jesus is Lord of our lives and that we are on God's side and he is on our side. So sometimes things happen, but it's just a test. Thank and praise God. But we sometimes we get baffled in spite of. But I thank and praise God. He already has a word for us, and He reminds us that the weapons in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning around the 4th verse, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So we stand on the power of the word of God, and God will bring it to pass. And then the last thing is when I pray, I just say, Lord, let your kingdom come. God, kingdom of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. And then he says, let your will be done. And when I pray, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done in earth, in us, in our children, in our nation, in all people. Let your will be done, hallelujah. As your will is done in heaven, hallelujah, let your will be done on earth and in us, in our family, in Jesus' name. So, Just those couple of verses there, just to encourage the body of Christ that sometimes things happen only just as a test, you know, because the enemy is always going before the Lord, accusing God's people. But guess what? We're on victory side, and it is good
hallelujah.
To know that you are sold out and that there's nothing. And I just have a mind that Pastor Tweedy has settled this thing, and that for God she'll live and for God she'll die. So I thank and praise God, hallelujah, that you can have a made-up mind so that regardless of what comes, you know what, you're satisfied with how God deals with the situation. We don't belong to the devil, so he's not authorized to take our life. So we thank and praise God that our families belong to God. We proclaim that, decree it, and declare it in the name of Jesus, regardless of how honorary they can act in the name of Jesus. So we thank and praise God, regardless of what's going on, we belong to God, and God has already worked it out. That's what my faith says. So I just thank and praise God. I hope that encouraged someone to just look at those scriptures and just meditate on those and rest and relax in the Lord, and thank and praise God for breaking every chain, destroying every yoke of bondage, every yoke of unrighteousness, every yoke of wickedness, every yoke of darkness, every yoke of strongholds, every yoke of addictions, whatever it might be that's not of God. We thank and praise God for destroying, annihilating those and consuming those things that are not of God in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am. Yes. Amen.
Bless the holy name of God. Wonderful. Praise God. Before we pray, is there any more prayer requests or a praise report? Other than that, we're going to go ahead and pray for that family and any other families that the enemy is using to take their lives or through murder or whatever, genocide, homicide, whatever the enemy is doing. We call down them strongholds, but we also lift him up and thank God for those that he tried to steal and he didn't, and God blessed and intervened in. So praise God. There's no more praise report?
All praises unto the Most High.
Yes.
All praises unto the Most High. I'd like to say to Prophetess Bird, your house will be sold at a season. And the Most High have already picked out a season to have your house sold. So you wait upon that season. Don't get in a hurry. Don't go before him. But wait on him, because he have a season for your house to be sold.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I receive that.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes. I would like to also say, I was telling Pastor Hubbard that how the Most High had given me some favor. And this was on two different occasions. I went into a store.
Yes, that's right. Thank you for delivering.
I gathered up some stuff. I'm always getting something for somebody else's. It was none of it on any occasion belonging to me. And I went there and I gathered up the first store that I went to. They wouldn't give me the price that they said it was. So I went back to go get the price. And in the meanwhile, they went looking for me. They didn't know which way I went. And by the time I got back up to the register, somebody had them paid for my items.
Glory to God. He's good.
Here recently, day before yesterday, I had the counter. We was at the counter. I had gathered up some more stuff. None didn't belong to me. And it was a man in the front of me. And he was saying to his wife, I hope this is not over $200. And so the cash register told her, say, this is over $200. But she went on to continue to, you know, to ring it up. And when it got through ringing up, he paid for it. And I looked at him and I told him, I said, well, you forgot to pay for this. Just picking with the man. And the man said, is that all you got right there? Yes, sir. The man said, don't worry about it. I'm going to pay for that, too.
Praise
I
God.
Thank the
Lord
for awesome. Favor.
What are you talking about?
I thank
God.
Him for the favor. I also went to the store.
Yes.
I got a bad habit. I love some Mentos. I can sit down and just eat Mentos. And the lady was asking me about the Mentos, and I said, yeah, I said, I'm addicted to them. And as me and her was talking, and she was telling me about what she was addicted to, and she said to me, ma'am, if you don't mind, can I buy your Mentos for you? And I said, no, I sure don't. And she bought that pack of Mentos for me. I'm thinking
praise
the Most
God.
High for favor.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
There is nothing too hard for
Amen.
Him. All you
bless
have to do is just
Lord.
Trust him.
Praise God.
Amen.
And all
praise
of that came,
God.
It came unaware. I was not aware
Amen.
That these things were going to be manifested.
I bless God. I was sharing with Pastor yesterday when she was sharing with me about it, and I was saying, you know what, this is much needed. You know, even all the things we need to cover concerning prayer and the things that are challenged with. But I say so every so often we need to hear, and people need to hear in the airways, I don't matter what the devil is doing, the God is still moving miraculously in our lives and favor and healing and deliverance and doing great things like showing favor and whatever. So tonight was supposed to be one of those times and so forth that whatever we prayed about it, there's a couple of testimonies, whether it was yesterday, last week, or last month. But you know how you try to steal the first 30 minutes or however. But the power, the anointing, glory to God, of what God has done through the prayers. And I was also telling Pastor, I said, I hope you can remember. If not, I'm going to try to remember. But I forgot. That was still exalting the Lord about what he did tonight, but I'm glad he brought it back to your remembrance, even in the closing of bringing the testimony
you.
About from God. Because people need to know God is still doing great and mighty things. I had a couple of them myself, but I see the time is getting even later, so we're just going to leave it at that. But periodically, we need to also, with all this prayer and different things, and even some of the things that we are praying about to encourage others, that God has moved miraculously and is moving miraculously, and some of the very things that we have been challenged with, others have been challenged with, some of the things we've heard in the news here, we know of testimonies of the power of God's anointing, how he has stepped in and moved in such a miraculous and tremendous way that he's a God that put us in awe. So I just want to thank God for that you God brought it back to your remembrance to share that tonight. Praise God. And we shall be periodically getting back into once in a while in between who we're praying for, what we're praying for, whether it's before we go into the prayer or afterwards, share something to inspire, to encourage, and give people hope to continue to have faith even in the challenging times. Praise God. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead and just Pastor Bird, if you will, we'll make it brief, but prayer for the situation we were saying with the woman that ended up in murdering, you might as well say murder her children, because by the time they got to the hospital, that's all the abuse and whatever ended up being, you know, homicide, and then she turned back around and took her life too as well, and some of the things that's already going on, we done prayed, but the challenges and even this
these spirits are telling about the other one with the murder and whatever. And I don't know what the other situation was, kind of bizarre with the head on the news too, where this man had been living in the house with his dead girlfriend for about a month. And the thing about it was the reason, and one of the neighbors had called, some of the neighbors called, because it was ice on the ground, I mean, it was snow on the ground they were showing, and the window was up, and they was curious about why the window's up. So what it was to get rid of that whatever smell, I guess, and I don't know if they didn't smell it or what, but come to find out, it didn't look like it was something foul play. They said he did not want, I guess, to have to call the 911 because he had some other charges out there and some other stuff, so he just didn't say nothing. He was in his 60s, and it wasn't saying nothing about he was mental or anything like this, but it's just some of the bizarre things that are happening now and what the enemy is putting in people's mind. But we are called to pray and pray without ceasing and believe God for these situations and these strongholds to come down, and it will not be something that is going to continue to be widespread of all the craziness the enemy's doing. We believe in God going to save and deliver through all of this, and God's going to do some miraculous thing, and revival is going to take place. There's going to be some change. The whole world is not going to be tech, but the ones that we can reach, and the changes that we can, the power we can use that God has given us to bring about a change, and the change of hearts, change of minds, and change of situations, so we can stand and also to keep us covered and protected while we're out here in all of this that's going on, to keep our joy and our peace with. Keep looking to God. So we just want to cover that briefly and thank God for all the other things that's already been covered. Thank God for the testimony. And we're going to give God praise. And after that prayer, then we're going to go ahead and close for the night and continue to pray and believe God. And as we hear from the Lord, then we'll know what our next speaker is on for Sunday. Praise God. Amen. Will you take that prayer, Pastor, from those requests?
Praise God. Father, we do praise and give you glory. But you told us in your word, Father, that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy's in the earth going back and forth, seeing who he can devour. So, God, you told us to have that mind in us that is in Christ. Father, you told us to pray without ceasing. And, God, you already told us to be aware of the enemy. Because the enemy comes in, Father God, and he has a purpose when he comes. So, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that people out there, Father God, who is contemplating killing themselves or even abusing their children, I pray, God, for salvation. I pray that they get saved. And even those, Father God, that have walked away, I pray, Father God, that they come back and be connected to the vine. Because, God, if we're not connected to the vine, we will wither and die, and the enemy will come in and steal our lives. So, God, I pray, first of all, God, because we don't know what those children went through. We don't know how long that abuse had been going on. But, God, we know that they are with you. And, Father God, we can't pray nobody in heaven or any other thing, but, God, we can lift up that family to you. And we are praying for the family now in the name of Jesus, those that are left back to deal with this situation, grandparents and family members, God, who have lost those children and somebody lost their daughter. So, Father, I'm praying for their strength. I'm praying, Father God, that they come into that place that they know that you know it all, that you are God and above you there and none other. I come against any anger or any other thing that's going on, Father God, and I pray for their strength now in this hour. I ask in the name of Jesus that they all be covered with the blood of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for those that are not saved, that this would be something that will make them call on the name of Jesus. And, God, that they will be saved. So, God, we bless that family now in the name of Jesus. And we know that they're hurt. We know the pain they're going through. Because, God, when we lose one, we know how to feel. But to lose a
whole generation at one time. God, that has to be really hurtful. So bless that family now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, that there's somebody that's saved in that family who can keep that family together, dear God, in the precious name of Jesus. And we ask, Father God, that in this earth and what's going on now, that your word, Father God, become known throughout so that people will know, just like we say, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And God, we cannot come back that with the flesh, but we can come back that with the spirit. So help us to always walk in the spirit and be in the spirit so that we can pray and see some things change. So God, we love you and we praise you. And we lift up that family to you right now, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
You, Jesus.
Praise God. And before we close these scriptures, let the word of God, word of Christ, dwell in you richly as you reach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing songs, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your heart, O God. Colossians 3:16. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for men. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Psalms 107:8-9. And the last one, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Praise the Lord. And Father, we do thank you tonight, and we give you glory for the word, for the prayers, for your servants, and for the anointing, for the victory, for the testimony, glory to God, of the praise of how the victory came in. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you do and all your great and mighty acts. And we give thanks unto you. We bless you. We honor you. We send up admiration. We adore. We thank you for just even having the time to be able to come together to pray. I love you, Jesus. And I thank you for these as your servants, that you continue to keep them covered under the blood. Dispatch your angels, continue to give favor, pray glory to God for the anointing to increase as the word as well. In Jesus' name we pray, and we thank you, glory to God, that we overcome us in triumphant and victorious in Christ Jesus. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom. What a mighty God we serve. He's worthy. Awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. Thank you, Lord. To God be the glory. Thank you.